Back in the USA, we head to a small town in upstate New York.
The little town of Copake in upstate New York has as its motto, "Where neighbours help neighbours and strangers are welcomed as friends." More importantly, perhaps, it is home to an unusual event, the annual Antique and Classic Bicycle Auction. Mike Fallon, who runs Copake Auction Incorporated, told Speak Up how it all began.
We started our auction 16 years ago. We ran into a bunch of people that had bicycles and we always wondered if they were sellable. I used to race motorcycles and I always collected antiques. I ended up with a lot of bicycles. One year I got a collection of high wheels to sell and there was so much interest that I thought I can have just a bicycle sale. So I sold the bicycles and I stopped everybody who was bidding on the bicycles and I asked them, would you come to a bicycle sale? They all said yes, they said they'd help me do it, and that's how it started.
Fallon's company also runs auctions of Americana and textiles. But it is the bicycles which attract the most interest. Fallon has clients around the world, such as Shiro Yagami, who owns a bicycle museum in Japan, Gert-Jan Murd of the Velorama Museum in Nijmegen in the Netherlands, and last but not least, one Sheikh Saud Al-Thani from Qatar. These individuals are prepared to pay good money for an antique bicycle.
Generally, the class of bicycle that is most valuable, I would say, would be 19th century bicycles like high wheels, hard tire safeties, tricycles from the high wheel period. Then you would go up to the pre-war balloon bicycles, the ones that are art as industrial design models. They have Art Deco characteristics. Those bikes are very valuable also. The most valuable one we have sold, which was a bargain by today's standard, was $33,000. A bicycle sold in England a few years ago for $130,000.
In conclusion, Mike Fallon was asked to describe the bike that sold for $33,000.
It was a hard tire safety called a White Flyer, and it had a very unique ratcheting mechanism to pedal it. It didn't have pedals that went around. They went straight up and straight down when you pedaled it. A museum in Ohio bought it.